This is Adele 6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for July 2015. Tonight, an NZART honorary life member for Silent Key. A presidential update. International news from the amateur radio newsline. That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF in Nelson. Firstly, NZART honorary life member Fred Johnson, MNZM, ZL2AMJ, fell silent key last Thursday, the 23rd of July. Fred obtained his amateur radio license in 1950 and gave many years' service to amateur radio as an NZART councillor, NZART president, and NZART administration liaison officer. He was an amateur service representative on official New Zealand delegations to ITU conferences. Fred ZL2AMJ became a director of IARU Region 3 in 1985. In 1994, he was elected for his fourth consecutive term as a director and chosen by his four fellow directors to be New Zealand's first chairman of IARU Region 3 Association. ZL2AMJ's IARU involvement did not stop at the regional level. In 1987, he became the first New Zealander to be appointed to the IARU's governing body, the nine-member Administrative Council. Fred ZL2AMJ was made an honorary life member of NZART in 1985 in recognition of his distinguished services to amateur radio and NZART. He received national recognition in 2002 when the Queen's Birthday Honours announced that Fred Johnson ZL2AMJ had been admitted as a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit for his services to amateur radio. Fred Johnson, ZL2AMJ, had passion, a wealth of experience, and deep commitment to amateur radio. The association expresses sympathy to Fred's wife Marjorie and the Johnson family in their loss. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters. Now, with presidential comment prepared and recorded earlier this week, here's our NZART president, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Hello, everybody from the mainland. Last weekend, I attended the Whangarei Branch 28 annual equipment sale and dinner at their impressive club rooms. I've been promising Don ZL1DTE and Brian ZL1BSW at the AGM for many years that I would attend, and I finally made it this year. President Alan ZL1AW, along with the members of the branch and their families, extended a warm welcome to me and others that visited for the occasion. I enjoyed meeting up with Hughes at a 1BHS, a life member of Branch 28, whose radio classes I attended as a schoolboy 35 years ago. The three-course dinner was excellent, along with the quiz that followed. A great day out for all. Your latest break-in will have your subscription renewal notice. Early payment will allow you to receive a $10 discount, which keeps your subscription under $90. To ensure the financial viability of NZART, I and Council would very much appreciate your continuing support. I know that some of you find the annual subscription a struggle to pay. One way that can help make the subscription manageable is to make regular part payments to spread the cost into more manageable amounts over the entire year. Debbie at NZART headquarters can come to an arrangement with you to make payments easier. I'm sure that there will be listeners tonight who are not members of NZART. At the outset, I would like to say that all amateurs, members or not, are welcome to enjoy this official broadcast. I appreciate that there are reasons why an amateur might not want to belong to NZART. The cost of membership could well be a factor. You have heard earlier that part payment can be arranged, but I understand that this may not suit everybody. I am aware that sometimes the problem is past or present disagreement with NZART personalities or policies. I would like to just ask that you might like to consider if it's time to bury the hatchet, so to speak. Perhaps you might perceive that NZART does not offer enough to you. If that is the case, it's worth reflecting on the benefits having a functioning NZART brings to all amateurs in New Zealand, members or not. These benefits are many, but some include the recent considerable work on submissions to the Auckland City Plan, the increase of our power limit to 1 kilowatt, and the representation of our interest to the upcoming World Radio Conference in Geneva by having our administration liaison officer as part of the New Zealand delegation. All that I ask is that if you are not a member, you might want to take a moment to consider joining NZRT. You would be most welcome. If you'd like to talk over the benefits of joining NZRT or any concerns that you have, please feel free to email me and I can give you a call if you would like. My email address is zl2tw@nzart.org.nz. That's zl2tw@nzart.org.nz. I will finish tonight on the same topic I did last month. Our general user radio license gives us considerable access to the electromagnetic spectrum. Please make use of what we have, whatever the wavelength or mode. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Stuart, the president of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. A reminder tonight from the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club of their Market Day, which is being held at the Waikato Table Tennis Club, Edgecombe Street, Hamilton, on Saturday the 8th of August. Now, vendor access is available from 8 a.m. with tables at $20 a metre prepaid and $25 on the day. Buyers from 10 a.m. and, of course, there'll be the usual range of refreshments available. That's the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club Market Day on Saturday the 8th of August. Our business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, is on vacation at the moment, but before she departed a week or so ago, she recorded this headquarters update.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. By the time you receive this, I will be in the US of A, so if you haven't already noticed, the office is officially closed until the 4th of August. That's inclusive. For any urgent inquiries, please contact the President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW on zl2tw@nzart.org.nz. Just a reminder that your break-in should be in your mailboxes by the first week of August. Included with this will be your annual 2016 subscription invoice. Please make sure you don't inadvertently throw it away with your wrapper. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thanks, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. An apology tonight for the late processing of the Sangster Shield contest results from contest organiser Glenn ZL2KZ. Glenn had been out of the country since before the contest close-off date, and at the time of his departure, 9 entries had been received. Glenn reports that he participated in the contest on both nights, but with an antenna only a couple of metres above the ground. Conditions were poor on the Saturday, but improved on the Sunday night. Thanks to those who persisted in making contacts with him despite his weak signal. The number of contest participants this year appeared to be well down. Glenn expects the results for the Sangster Shield to be available for next month's official broadcast and to be in the September-October issue of Break-In. To amateur radio news on the international scene. Yes, the amateur radio news line is underway again. Here's Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
If you're a member of the ARRL, prepare to dig a little deeper into your pockets at renewal time. Membership is going up $10, effective next January 1st. The board of directors voted on the increase at their meeting last weekend in Connecticut following a committee recommendation. The hike is the first increase since 2001, when basic dues were set at $39. CEO David Sumner, K1ZZ, who also announced his May 1st, 2016 retirement date at the meeting, called the price hike a difficult decision, even after implementing a 15% staff reduction and creating a development program to help grow financial gifts. Sumner said on the ARRL website that, quote, raising dues will ensure that high-quality programs and services will continue for all members as we provide a unified voice that protects and promotes all of amateur radio. Information about the ARRL revenues and expenditures can be found in its annual report archive for 2002 to 2014. Congratulations to the award-winning students at the Westcliff High School for Girls in England. They took away 3 prizes at the Chelmsford Science and Engineering Society School Engineering and Technology Competition July 16th. The students, who benefited from the support of radio amateurs Ed By, G8FAX, and Pete Sipple, M0PSX, both STEM ambassadors, are members of the school's engineering club. Their honors include Most Creative and Innovative Project and Best STEM Communicator. Congratulations. Now here's one hitchhiker that needs no guide to the galaxy. AMSAT has announced an opportunity to become a hosted amateur radio payload aboard a geosynchronous satellite set to launch in 2017. The invitation to rideshare means the satellite would be along for the trip aboard a satellite being designed and operated by Millennium Space Systems of El Segundo, California. AMSAT expects to have input in the development of the ground station and payload RF development. And once the satellite is launched, AMSAT's expected to be the hosted amateur radio payload operator. In order to make the launch, however, the developers have a demanding schedule. The payload needs to be tested and integrated by the spring of 2016. AMSAT President Barry Bynes, WD4ASW, described the project as a project that provides technical challenges while creating a new amateur radio capability in space. He expected the rideshare to provide benefits beyond the amateur community, extending into emergency communications and STEM educational outreach. They call themselves foxtailers, but they're really not after those bushy-tailed creatures. Here's the straight scoop from Newsline's Joe Mel, KZOV, also ARRL's direction-finding coordinator.
They range in age from the teens to the 70s, and they're coming from all over to compete in the most physical of all ham radio sports. I'm talking about on-foot hidden transmitter hunters, also called foxtailers, and radio orienteers. Their sport is amateur radio direction finding, or ARDF. It's all done on foot in a big outdoor space. Thanks to a set of standard international rules, it's pretty much the same all over the world, so we can have international competitions. Your mission is to try to find up to 5 hidden radio transmitters without assistance while on the run, or trotting, or just walking. You'll carry a map and a compass so you don't get lost. Mix in with the USA's best radio orienteers at the 15th National ARDF Championships at the Peaceful Valley Scout Ranch in eastern Colorado during the last week and weekend of August. It starts off with 3 days of optional intense training, followed by 4 days of competition. Learn from the experts, then see how you do for yourself out on the courses. You don't have to be a marathoner, but it helps to be in good shape. There are 9 separate categories with medals for the best 3 in each, so you'll only be competing against people of your own age range and gender. Registration for the championships is now open, so start making plans. You can read all the details and get the registration form on the web at www.homingin.com. That's homing in as one word, homingin.com. I hope to see you at the ARDF championships. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Joe Mel, K0 Oscar Victor.
It's not exactly an ancient language, but a group of hams and would-be hams in Bangalore, India, hope it will never become a dead one either. Morse code is experiencing a revival in a home-based study group run by Krishna Kumar, VE3UNO, an architect and member of the Bangalore Amateur Radio Club. Kumar has been hosting classes in Morse with the help of Nagesh Naidu, VU2INN, a former radio officer with the Merchant Navy, who's an instructor. Kumar has been a ham since the age of 5 and hosts a growing number of classes in his home garage where one of the students is his 6-year-old daughter, Annika. Although restricted grade amateurs in India do not need to learn Morse code to pass the exam, it's still a requirement for the more advanced general grade. So for now, with Amanda Alden, K1DDN, Joe Mel, K0OV, and Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2015.
All rights are reserved.
And as always, it's thank you to the team at Newsline for the use of their copyright material. It's time for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary Saddell, 1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. The Hamilton Market Day is on Saturday, the 8th of August. And as usual, Wyolds will get together for morning tea. All ladies are welcome to come along. They don't have to be WARO members to attend. ALARA, the Australian Ladies Amateur Organisation, are celebrating their 40th birthday this weekend with a function in Melbourne. WARO has sent a message of congratulations. The Australian Wyol Group's 35th ALARA Phone and CW contest is being held on Saturday the 29th and Sunday the 30th of August from 0400 hours to 1359 UTC on both days. The contest is on HF, 2 metres and on Echolink and is available to all licensed operators. Full details can be found in the latest ALARA magazine or on the website, which is www.alara.org.au/contest. A number of WARO members are also ALARA members, and it's hoped they will get on the air and have some contacts during the contest. WARO's YL Activity on the Air Week on 80 metres is coming around again from Sunday, September the 20th to Sunday the 26th of September, and from 8 to 9 p.m. each night. and I'll have more details in next month's broadcast. The editor of our bulletin magazine, Topsy ZL2LS, is looking for contributions of written material and photos for the next issue. Without your input, there'll be no Warro Bulletin, and we ask that you take a moment to write a few lines about an activity or a visit for members to read about. Topsy's email address is inside the front cover of any bulletin. Don't forget that subs need to be paid before the 31st of August to get the discount. A form to send with your remittance is part of the latest Warro Bulletin. That's all from Warro for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Warro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, NZART. Their next meeting is on Wednesday, the 5th of August, at the club rooms in Heritage Park in Whangarei, starting 7:30 p.m. This meeting is the night for members to bring their mothers, aunties, wails, ex-wails, daughters, nieces, and so on. And the guest speaker will be Jerry Brackenbury. From Hastings, Branch 13, NZART, where the club is holding a weekend training session to obtain your amateur radio certificate, in Hastings on Saturday and Sunday, the 29th and 30th of August. Now, the idea is to read your training manual prior to the weekend, then attend the weekend sessions, do the exam, and most likely walk away with your amateur radio license and call sign late on the Sunday afternoon. If you're interested, or if you know someone who would be interested, contact Rob Lester, ZL2US, or David Walker, ZL2DW, and by email the address to use is david@apexradiocoms.co.nz. That's david@apexradiocoms.co.nz. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART have their next meeting on Monday, August the 3rd, at the club rooms in Philip Evans Reserve, starting 7:30 p.m. The meeting will feature a report from the Dayton Hamfest. Wellington Amateur Radio Club Branch 50 has its next meeting on Wednesday the 19th of August, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Lutheran Church Hall in King Street in Newtown. The evening will see a talk on Arduino computers for the hobbyist interfacing a remote station. To Nelson Branch 26, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 19th of August, starting 7:30 p.m. at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms situated on the corner of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. The meeting will include a pre-loved equipment sale. And finally to Marlborough Branch 22 NZART, who have a midwinter lunch on the 9th of August, starting from 12:30 p.m. at Spate's Ale House. Partners are most welcome. You'll need to contact Carol and Grant, and by email, that's grant@simtronics.co.nz. That's grant@simtronics.co.nz. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters Infoline will be emailed on Friday, the 7th of August. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2015. Good night, everyone. Good night now.